The author, speaking to an imaginary interlocutor, discusses heaven and hell, his experiences of love, and thoughts of suicide that he once had. He gives examples of strong individuals who love life, and he thanks God that he is alive. Heine recalls his childhood in Dusseldorf, the little Veronica, who died so young, the appointment as elector of a relative of Napoleon, and the entry of French troops into the city. The boy's imagination was struck by the French drummer Legrand, who lived there and taught Heinrich the language and military history. Many years later, the author meets Legrand again, returning from Russian captivity. The soldier dies before his eyes, and the poet pierces the drum with a knife. Heine explains to the imaginary madam the title of his book, and the origin of the themes for his work. In Goldsberg he meets a girl in whose eyes Veronica's soul lives. She is his invisible interlocutor. Suffering accompanies the poet all his life, but he